or something you might that might eat your clothes if you.
No.
What would you call a long, thin-bodied insect with a hard little beak and two pairs of shiny wings?
Mosquito.
And it might something that might eat its own weight in mosquitoes.
Eat its own weight?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
What would you call something? Sometimes you see them in a stream or something. They have kind of transparent wings.
Mosquito.
And it's if it's a little bigger, maybe about an inch or 2 inches long.
Fly or something, I don't know.
What about a dragonfly?
Yeah, a dragonfly.
Would you have another name for a dragonfly?
Horsefly. No, horsefly. It's, I don't know what they call it. I don't know, they got big wings.
Mm-hmm. What kind of stinging insects would you know about?
Stinging insects? Flies, bees, spiders. Don't know, man. That's about all.
What about something kind of like a bee but doesn't make honey and might make a paper nest?
Yellow fly. Or a mud dauber.
Where would a mud dauber live? Would he live in the ground? Or?
He'd live under a dock or something. Under the corners of a house.
Mm-hmm. And what about something like a mud dauber? But he might make a paper nest.
A wasp.
And something that might make a nest in the woods about as big as a football made of paper.
I don't know what
they're
called.
And, what about something that might swarm like that?
Bees. Beehives. Swarm of bees. I don't know
what they're called. What would you call a kind of, stinging insect that might make its nest in the ground?
I don't know what they call them.
What would you call small insects that might burrow into your skin and raise welts?
Red bugs.
What about an insect that might hop around in the grass?
A cricket.
And something kind of like a cricket that might come in the spring as a
toad.
And something that hops.
Frog.
And an insect that hops is a, that kind of hops in the grass is a
cricket, I guess.
Mm-hmm. And what would you call a small fish used for bait?
Minnow. Shiner.
What would you find stretched across the corners of a room when it hasn't been cleaned?
Salmon.
What about maybe in an old house? You might, a house that had been abandoned for years. If there might be furniture still in it, there might be some things in the corners of the house. What would that be called? Something an insect might make.
A web. A spider's web.
What about, would there be a difference between spider's webs and cobwebs?
No, I guess not on that.
Would one be outside and one inside?